And this is Against the Grain on Pacifica Radio. Noel Hanrahan is at the controls. My name is C.S. Song. And we move now from a discussion of Africa to a play set in a fictional, apparently African village affected in a big way by corporate globalization. The play is the current San Francisco Mime Troupe production. It's called Too Big to Fail, and it's playing in parks and other venues in the Bay Area and beyond through September. Joining us now by phone is Wilma Bonet, who directs the production and who is a returning Mime Troupe veteran. Welcome, Wilma.
Thank you.
So what is the basic storyline of this play, Too Big to Fail?
Basic storyline, Too Big to Fail, written by Michael Gene Sullivan. It's sort of a fable and told through this one character, the African griot, and we follow the story of a couple that just got married, and all of a sudden they're in a credit crunch. And it basically talks about what we are currently experiencing and what all the American families are experiencing, whether they think they're middle class or just trying to make a living, and how we all got caught up in this credit maze and have not been able to get out of it.
A credit crunch in a faraway village? I mean, I could see where, people in this country, they're given credit cards and all this, but what's the point the play is trying to make as far as the distance over which corporate tentacles extend?
Well, I don't think we really wanted to make any statement about other countries. We just took an innocent village and see the progression of how getting caught up in the credit card maze and corporations sucking us dry, how it happened and how it could easily happen to anybody. So we see a couple who end up giving their collateral goat just to get a credit card loan so they can get more goats, except that they get caught up in paying and not really getting anything back in return.
And who or what is the target of the political critique in this production?
Oh, it's the audience. The audience who has been caught up in this. It's interesting that we've heard people's feedback back, and they've said thank you, because at one point in the play, we literally just point to the audience that they all got caught up in this, and that we all have this, what they call it, the sotodo,
which means
greed button,
mm-hmm.
that we fell victim to. And because we fell victim to that, we've caught up in this mess that is the credit card maze, and are now paying for it, literally.
And there certainly is, though, in this production, the fact that we are tempted by corporate strategies into taking on this kind of debt, into feeling like we're not satisfied unless we max out our credit cards and take out big loans, correct?
Yes, and it's pretty much like started during the 50s when we were trying to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, and trying to one-up each other. But it's kind of interesting that, you know, we don't think about it, that during the 70s and 80s, but mostly in the 80s, they started demanding our Social Security numbers, and we had to have them, and we had to, all of a sudden now, we're at this point where we need two IDs, and the second ID is a credit card. And that was unheard of. People weren't allowed to get credit cards unless they had collateral, unless they were, we knew that they were trustworthy,
mm-hmm.
and would be able to pay. And now it doesn't matter. They hook you, and now you have to pay for the rest of your life because there's absolutely no regulation on putting a cap on interest rates, and that can go up at a moment's notice, as it recently has. With if people might notice, if they do read their bills, they can see right away that their credit's interest shot up like the last couple of months.
Wilma Bonet directs the current San Francisco Mime Troupe show entitled Too Big to Fail. For more information, you can check out the link we've provided at againstthegrain.org. Let's hear a song from Too Big to Fail. In fact, it's the title song sung by Velina Brown.
Oh, yeah, the shark.
The big get bigger, the weak get beaten, the rich get richer when the competition's eaten. The biggest fishes' wishes always will prevail. When corporations grow so much, they're just too big to fail. With every bite I take, my influence is growing. It's not so very hard to see where all the money's going. It's a simple fact of life, there's no use resisting. Fattening up the upper class is your reason for existing. The big get bigger, the weak get beaten, the rich get richer when the competition's eaten. The biggest fishes' wishes always will prevail. When corporations grow so much, they're just too big to fail. Nothing else in life approaches the perfection, an elegant efficiency of natural selection. I'm everything you've always hoped to be. Rules and regulations, well, they don't apply to me. I get to choose what's mine. Little fish fall into line. They all believe they need me, think they benefit when they feed me. I slowly sink their teeth in, savoring the flavor, the sweet and tender flesh of working class labor.
The big get bigger,
the weak get beaten, the rich get richer when the competition's eaten. The biggest fishes' wishes always will prevail. When corporations grow so
Velina Brown, excuse me, belting out the tune Too Big to Fail in a fabulous, I should say, shark costume in the current San Francisco Mime Troupe show entitled Too Big to Fail. The next several performances are tonight in San Jose at Arena Green Park at 7 p.m. and at Berkeley's Ho Chi Minh Park on both Friday and Saturday, Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 2. And again, we've got a link at againstthegrain.org to the full schedule of the Mime Troupe. Their phone number is 415-285-1717, 415-285-1717. Wilma Bonet directs the current production. What accounts in your mind, Wilma, for the troupe's uncanny ability to turn very serious issues and very dark forces into things that make people laugh?
Well, I think through laughter, it's so much easier to see the whole picture. You know, we've been called the cheerleaders of the left all these years. And using the art form of music and comedy, and Michael just, he hits it right on the nose. He's able to set up the jokes really well, and also at the same time set up some poignant moments where it's it becomes believable what the character is going through. So we have both the drama and the comedy together. So
now I imagine, and it's kind of sad to think that some of our listeners have never gone to see a mime troupe show,
Oh, that's too bad.
And, you know, we should tell people that this is not pantomime. They, in fact, people talk and sing. How would you describe to somebody who hasn't seen the mime troupe, how would you describe their onstage style? There's certainly a strong amount, element of vaudeville. What else?
I would say it has a bit of commedia dell'arte, which is Italian-based street theater. And everything is done on a small stage, so all the movements are bigger and broader, and characters are bigger. And this year, we're also fed it to, like, body mics, so you can hear it. So any seat in the house is pretty good. So basically, people should come with their picnic baskets, you know, wine and cheese, and sit there, listen to some good music, which we provide half hour before with a live band, unheard of, and then performance with music and dancing and some good social relevant messages. So,
we have a couple minutes left with Wilma Benet. Tell us one misconception some people might have about what a director does in a theater production and what, in fact, you do and how you see your role as a director.
They may not know that a director has to figure out the conception of the whole play, like where, how to present that particular idea. And I spent a lot of time researching. And because one of the ideas was that it was going to take place in Africa. So I researched what that looked like, that world, what it looks like. And then we provided, it was my idea to provide a little bit of our world into that. So
our world? You mean this country's world?
This country's mm-hmm. world. So you may see a lot of elements, like in the costuming, that is very much U.S., like a suit jacket, or it's combined with something else, you know, that you would not see in that country. So the costuming is not really directly based in the in Africa, but it has elements of that. So, and also, you know, be aware that the music encompasses that world. And I don't write it. I just put out there what I would like to hear, you know, and what I would like to see. And then people go and run with it.
And they do run with it. It's Too Big to Fail. It's the current San Francisco Mime Troupe show playing in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond through September. Links at againstthegrain.org to the current schedule. Tonight, the Mime Troupe is performing in San Jose at Arena Green Park. Music at 6:30, show at 7. Wilma Benet directs it. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Sia suggesting the important thing is not to stop questioning. And I want to thank everyone who gave during the recently ended KPFA Summer Fun Drive. Very much appreciate it. Against the Grain is produced by CS Song with associate producer HN Yuen. Noel Hanrahan is at the controls today. Please visit us online at againstthegrain.org, where you can submit comments and find ways to reach us. You can also call us at 510-848-6767, extension 670.